This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Assist News, the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, or RT, is deploying chaplains alongside Samaritan's Purse to Burdick County, North Carolina, to provide emotional and spiritual care after Hurricane Isaiah swept through Monday night. At least two people died, two others are missing, and there are reports of widespread damage after a destructive tornado spawned from Isaiah at around 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Isaiah first made landfall in North Carolina around 11 p.m. Monday night as a Category 1 hurricane. We're saddened to hear of the devastation and loss of life in Burdick County, and our chaplains are deploying to the area to share the hope that is found in Jesus Christ to all of those who are hurting, said Josh Holland, assistant director of the RRT. As Isaiah continues to move up the coast, our prayers are with all of those who have already been impacted, as well as those in its path. Tuesday's deployment marks the 27th new response for the RRT in 2020. According to Mission Network News, August marks a dark anniversary. 6 years ago, ISIS captured the Nineveh Plains in Iraq, including the city of Mosul. They captured and killed Yazidi and Christian men and women with savage zealotry. Thousands lost their lives. Hundreds of thousands were displaced. Many still haven't returned home. The official position of most governments involved is that ISIS has since been defeated. However, Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's not that simple. One of many wounds left by ISIS's terror campaign is the absence of Christians in the region. Even before ISIS slaughtered their way across the Nineveh Plains, many Christians left the region because they did not see a future there, Nettleton says. Any that remained were forced out by ISIS. Any Christians who did live in Iraq didn't want to return. The problem is a church presence could be exactly what the crippled Iraqi people need. In a conversation with an Iraqi pastor, Nettleton learned what local believers were asking for. The answer, we need a Christian presence here. We still need Christians to stay here and share the gospel and be a lighthouse in the society and in this culture. I pray that God will call Christians to stay. To this day, what believers do remain in Iraq are still asking for the church to come alongside them. Nettleton asks that you pray that God will call Christians to stay there and to minister for the gospel in that part of the world. Even though it's difficult, even though it's not safe, even though so much of the infrastructure was destroyed in the battles with ISIS, there's still a need for Christians to be there. According to Assist News, Christian broadcaster Sat7 reports that a massive explosion in the Lebanese capital Beirut early Tuesday evening, August 4, 2020, has left an estimated 4,000 wounded, at least 100 dead, and caused extensive damage to the heart of the city. Sat7 said their largest television production studio in Beirut is around 10 kilometers from the blast site, with around 70 employees and freelance staff. Sat7's executive director in Lebanon, Maroun Bou Rashid, said everyone is in shock and devastated by what has happened. Our staff are all accounted for, but the Sat7 studios has suffered minor damage. Please pray for calm for everyone in Lebanon. The Sat7 Arabic channel immediately put up a crawl message on screen urging prayers for the wounded and for families who have lost their loved ones. They also asked for prayers for politicians in their decision-making and for Lebanon to continue as a hub for coexistence and freedom in the Middle East. Tonight, August 5th, the team from Lebanon went live at 1900 local time with a special broadcast on Sat7 Arabic, Lebanon, the Pain and Hope. The program aims to cover the event and pray with viewers. Church leaders and guest speakers are invited to give insight and pray for the country's people and future. Some 150 miles across the ocean, the unprecedented blast was felt in Sat7's international office in Nicosia, Cyprus. "We did not know what was happening," shared Sat7 CEO Rita El-Mounayer, who was in the office in Cyprus at the time of the explosion. "We were extremely thankful to know all our staff in Lebanon are safe, but our hearts go out to everyone in the country who have lived through such dark days before. Please pray for calm and for peace." According to Mission Network News, an impoverished country faces COVID-19 with sporadic electricity, but Mission Aviation Fellowship is working to bring help and hope in the name of Jesus. MAF's work in Haiti has been hindered by COVID-19, says David McCrary, MAF Regional Director of Latin America. "It has already shut down Haiti, and many of the flights that we do in Haiti are for missions that bring people in and out of the country to work with them. All of that has been closed down, with the airlines not being able to go there. Read more about Haiti's fight with COVID-19 here and here." MAF was almost completely shut down by the virus, but they have been using their planes to transport patients, McCrary says. "Some of those were COVID-19. Some of them are other patients. We've evacuated multiple patients that then have had a medevac back to the States. We just fly within the country, so we didn't do the flight all the way back to the States. But we would evacuate the patient from a remote location to the Port au Prince." McCrary asks Christians to pray for MAF in Haiti as they continue to serve people and share the gospel. "It is difficult for staff, and this time of COVID-19 in the world makes it even more difficult because the staff is getting a taste of isolation. Even though they are in difficult places and serve isolated people, they're even more isolated." According to Assist News, Christian Solidarity Worldwide is calling on the Mexican government to renew investigations into the abduction of Protestant pastor Aaron Mendez Ruiz and his co-worker Alfredo Castillo de Luna on the first anniversary of their forcible disappearance from the migrant shelter where they worked in Nuevo Laredo on the U.S.-Mexico border. According to CSW, Pastor Mendez Ruiz and Mr. Castillo de Luna were kidnapped from the Amar migrant shelter where they worked on 3rd August 2019 after the pastor blocked an attempt by an organized criminal group to kidnap Cuban asylum seekers from the shelter. The two men have not been seen or heard from since. In October 2019, the Inter-American Human Rights Commission, CIDH, issued a call to the Mexican government to detail what measures it has taken to determine the whereabouts or destination of the two men, to protect the families of the victims, and report the progress of the investigations of the facts. Despite this, there has been no progress in the investigation and no perpetrators have been held to account. According to Mission Network News, around the world, countries like China are rolling back pandemic-related restrictions. During the journey back to a new normal, many ministries are finally able to return to the methods they're used to for doing ministry. But not everything is simply going to revert back to pre-pandemic ministry. In fact, China Partner reports that these challenges have also presented opportunities for change that lasts. For example, many registered churches in China relied solely on in-person visitors for ministry. If people didn't show up on Sunday morning, the church likely wasn't going to reach them. Now, however, pastors have turned to digital recordings of sermons and programming. Pastors are becoming well known outside of their immediate communities for their preaching, and some sermons have distributed all over entire provinces and beyond. What's more, China Partner is considering turning some of their training materials into digital video material. For the last few years, they've developed small group ministry training tools and distributed them via ebook and hard copy. While they wait for missions in China to return to normal, they're looking into recording some of those materials. They may also consider asking Chinese pastors in the United States to teach the course in their heart language. It's another way God is helping His church make the most of a tragic situation. China Partner and other organizations plan to use this non-traditional time to develop new solutions. According to Religion News Service, every year in August, tens of thousands of people fill the seats of Angel Stadium in Anaheim, not for baseball, but for the weekend-long Harvest Crusade. A tradition for more than three decades, the Southern California evangelistic event, founded by Harvest Christian Fellowship, Pastor Greg Laurie, and the late Pastor Chuck Smith, has attracted millions of people since the 90s. It has been described as the last of the big Billy Graham-style crusades in the United States. Christian music artists entertain the crowds before Laurie shares his message of faith, loss, and hope from the ball field. Toward the end, thousands of people every year rush down to the field to accept Jesus Christ. This year, amid a global pandemic, Harvest Crusade will be different. Instead of the in-person stadium event, Harvest Ministries will stream a cinematic crusade titled A Rush of Hope, a film that will be released on Labor Day weekend. It will stream on Harvest's social platforms, including Facebook, Twitter, Roku, and Apple TV channels. The movie, created with the Erwin Brothers Kingdom Story Company, will feature messages from Laurie along with outtakes from faith-based films I Can Only Imagine, I Still Believe, and Woodlawn. It will also include performances from Jeremy Camp for King and Country and Mercy Me. The film is part movie, part evangelistic event, Laurie told Religion News Service. Between the film outtakes, Laurie said he will speak about the role faith plays in working towards racial reconciliation, dealing with abuse, and coping with illness and loss. He said the cinematic crusade will be more intimate and personal. Harvest at Home, the online church platform that broadcasts Laurie's live sermons, has seen more than 80,000 professions of faith since the beginning of the coronavirus, Harvest officials said. Laurie noted that Harvest sends letters of encouragement to those making the pledge and enrolls them in online Bible courses. He said he has seen people from across the nation gathering at the Harvest at Home chat room, where they have meaningful conversations and ask for prayers for encouragement. When we can meet in person again, then we'll do that, Laurie said. In the meantime, I'm not going to sit around and twiddle our thumbs. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.